Hello and welcome to the Tuesday, December 17th, 2024 edition of the Sands and its Storm Centers Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I'm recording from Washington, D.C. Datadog Security Labs published an interesting blog post showing the inner workings a little bit of an attack group that they're calling MUT1244. This group specialized, among others, on targeting security researchers. If you attack salespeople, you may threaten them with an updated commission structures. For security people, the lure of choice is usually exploit code. So what MUT1244 did is that they published a number of different repositories on GitHub promising new exploit code that, of course, was backdoored. This is a common theme, nothing really new. If you are working with a code that you're downloading from GitHub in particular, if it claims to be malicious, well, you better assume it's malicious, but malicious not in the way that you are expecting. It isn't clear exactly how successful this was. Their goal was to then install a malicious CryptoCoin miner update that, of course, steals credentials. There was a leak of 390,000 credentials associated with this group, but these are credentials for WordPress accounts, so there is likely other data that also has been leaked by this particular group. In addition to the malicious GitHub repositories, the group also used phishing. In the particular phishing email that was published here by Datadog, they promised an update to CPU microcode. It looked actually pretty good at the email. It linked to an opencompiled.org domain and updated code that would, well, make your system faster. The pretense here was that they identified the recipient of the email as someone doing high performance computing and doing research work. So again, looking for researchers. And again, if you're in the crypto world and such, you may actually have what you consider a high performance computer, and you may feel like this is indeed addressed to you. As so often, everybody is susceptible to phishing. All it takes is the right lure. And this group certainly went through some pain to do something different and targeting their specific constituency. And earlier today in class, we talked about encryption and how encryption is often about very subtle issues that can make or break a particular piece of software. The latest example here actually just came in with the Golang crypto library, which had an interesting flaw in how SSH keys were validated. The problem here is that the Golang public key callback does make an authorization decision in a somewhat unconventional way, I have to say. If an attacker presents multiple public keys and one of these keys actually works out, well, it's not really clear which actual key was used here. You don't even have to authenticate with a public key at all. You could also authenticate via passwords or keyboard interactive authentication. This has been addressed yet, so definitely make sure that you update your Golang libraries if you're using Golang for SSH authentication. And remember the good old days when you wanted to contact someone? Well, you used your phone. There wasn't really another option. These days, of course, there are many different video and audio conferencing systems, and everybody seems to use a different one. This is apparently being exploited by a group described by Tara Gould with Cato. The Meeten malware, as they call it, is a group that does trick victims into downloading their voice over IP or a video conferencing system, which then, of course, installs additional malicious software. What enables this particular scam is that it has been really easy via AI tools to create plausible websites that resemble different companies. So they keep changing names. They keep setting up websites that are looking fairly legitimate that then offer the respective video conferencing software for download. Interesting scam, and really something, while it could be done without AI, really does take advantage of AI to make the scam scale. They're changing company names to anything that sort of sounds like some kind of meeting or voice over IP or video conferencing software, like Meet.io, Meetin, and Meeting, and various names like this. Well, and this is it for today. Thanks again for listening, and talk to you again tomorrow. By the way, next week and over the holidays, haven't quite decided the schedule yet, but of course, for Christmas, New Year, I'll probably not run a lot of podcasts, may even not run any over Christmas, New Year's. Have to really figure out what the schedule is. Just be ready that there may be some days where you won't get a podcast delivered to put under your Christmas tree. Thanks again for listening, and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.